Shelburne have been running tight with ease for the league as well this season. As opponents, how do you assess Shelburne?
Well, we went down there and like we have played well, and they've came to Le Brandy well and they've played well. So it's like it's going to be a tough game for us. The man has them set well, Rory has us set well, and Paul and the backroom staff as well. But hopefully things go right our way, and hopefully we can just be consistent, just keep things going for us.
There hasn't been games between the two sides with a lot of goal mouth action. You know, from your perspective, why are these matchups so tightly contested?
I think it's just because the two of us are pushing hard for it, you know, and boys are afraid to make a mistake, the same as myself, and Shelburne's the same, and quality we have. It's very hard to like explain it, because like we don't want to try and we want to pick up points and they don't want to drop points, that kind of way, you know, and they make it hard for us. And you know, Shelburne is a hard place to go down and talk.
Do you think the jeopardy of having to finish the tie on the night for someone to progress will actually change how the game will be approached?
That's another tough one, you know. Hopefully we can give a different game plan that we showed them down in Tolka, and they could come up here with a different game plan as well. But it can go to 120 minutes. It can go to penalties. Hopefully we can get the job done. But at the end of the day, if it goes to penalties, it can go that way.
Looking back on the previous round, your clearance off the line just before half-time was crucial. Do you feel that moments like that define the team's fighting spirit in the FAI Cup so far this season?
Well, like you can look back at the Cork game. It wasn't the best night at the office for us. Like I took that one off the line with a few chances to other side against Cork. Cork's always, again, a horrible place for us to go. I remember making my debut under Declan Devine down there, and like from then on, it was always hard. But hopefully that we can get the boys on top for us and they can put a few away for us.
Had he stepped in under the unfamiliar roles at right back and centre back again this season, how mentally and physically do you prepare for playing out of your usual position of left back?
Like your defender, you should be able to play anywhere in the back four. You have enough experience of it. Only thing is, my right foot's for standing on. But it's like for right back and left back, it's more like body shape, you know, and like opening up under your right foot or going inside in your left. It is a bit trickier, but I'm around the game long enough now and I have a wee bit of experience of it. But you have the boys inside you that can take the ball in any position. That's another good thing to have. And then, for example, you have wee Paul in front of you as well. It helps you out a lot. Hopefully I can just keep it going. I'll get there, hopefully, and I can start playing with my right foot.
How important is the FAI Cup to the team this season and to you personally to get through to the semi-finals?
Oh, it's massive. That's massive for us. But again, like we don't want to look too far into like the semi-finals. We want to concentrate now on the quarter-finals. But from my own perspective of it, it's going to be massive for us to get into the semi-final, because for myself, the club, the city, everything, we want to try and get silverware back into the club again. And it's something that we should all be looking forward to, is trying to keep progressing in the cup. Because I think it's 8 cup finals basically we have now.